Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, never before has society been so consumed by what goes into our mouths. Beyond providing sustenance, eating is part of a holistic lifestyle, incorporating more organic and plant-based choices. And of more concern to millennials is food provenance, which in these enlightened times is linked to a raft of values, including animal rights, fair trade, environmental sustainability, food safety, and food security. What about here in Singapore when it comes to choosing what we eat? Do we still follow the cues, or has tech provided easier ways, and how has it? We're speaking to founder of Burple, Dixon Chan, to track their journey from Social Journal to this community-driven network, which Singaporeans rely on to decide where and what to eat. Dixon, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Howie. Pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
First up, though, have you heard that lame joke? What's the color of a burp?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's Burple.
Okay. Yeah, it's Burple and...
I apologize. I did not make up that joke. So tell us the genesis of Burple. How did you go from just sort of writing stuff down, your thoughts on where it's a good place to eat, to become this sort of community-driven network?
Our mission is to help people enjoy even more when they're dining out. It's simple as that. You know, if you're dining out, you're already thinking about a place to spend money on, then how do you actually maximize that experience, right? So in the last 7 years, we've really focused on building Burple, which is now the leading community-driven discovery platform that really Singaporeans rely on where to go and decide on what to eat. In the last year alone, we have about 7 million people using it to discover across all different kinds of dining locations, right? From restaurants to cafes to bars and hawkers, which actually ranks one of our most popular searches. Also, in 2018, we launched Burple Beyond, which is a premium one-for-one dining membership where members have access to over 2,000 deals across 500 participating merchants. And of course, this number continues to grow. We have started off with 100 restaurants and now we are over 500. Of course, we really focus on great date nights, cafes and everything dining. And of course, for more information, you can go to burple.com/beyond. So this is where we are. And of course, we did not start off this way. It's been a 7-8 year journey. And of course, how we started is I work on NUS Overseas College, this program where it really incubates and grow entrepreneurs. And some of the alumni include the founders of Paris, Shopback, and many, many top platforms in Singapore today. We spent a year there, so we studied at Stanford. But at the same time, we get to intern in startups in Silicon Valley.
Did you find good places to eat? Is that why?
Exactly right. You know, at the time, we were 7 months in. That was in July. I was so homesick. You know, I really miss home. And all I was looking for is actually a Singaporean restaurant. And what I could find was a Hawaiian Chinese restaurant with 50 dishes white. So that is the genesis of Burple, right? It's about finding where to go and what to order. So these were the starting problems that we really want to solve. And the way that we did it was through a social food journal where really imagine that anyone, all the foodies in the world have this black book passport for food. And one day we open it up and this is about democratizing food discovery.
So it's not just about reviews though, especially now that there's Burple Beyond. Tell us how you're making money.
For sure. I think the biggest lesson that we have learned like 2-3 years ago is really about there are two sides of the counter. So there are customers, but at the same time, there are merchants, right? Mm. And it's really our mission to bring enjoyment and success to both. So our two key revenue streams today is from Burple Beyond subscriptions. But at the same time, we have another stream from advertising. Subscription allows us to monetize at scale with our customers who are looking for a place to eat. And we simply connect them to this network of merchants. Think about loyalty network on steroids, right? Rather than one single restaurant, you can have instant access to over 500 places, 500 brands, merchants across the city. Because of the user demand that we've driven, now we are able to also monetize through advertising where we connect customers to corporates, brands, restaurants.
Oh, excellent. How challenging was it, though, to set up and to get stakeholder buy-in?
Right, I think starting out is really difficult, and it's really a journey, right? A learning journey that I think most importantly we fail or learn forward. One of the challenges for startups is always about their business model, monetization, right?
Yeah.
And we find that a lot of founders, and even myself, right, could fall into the trap of copying business models, thinking that they will work for you. So, for example, in our early days, we think that Bubble is like, for example, Yelp, right?
Or Groupon, like, maybe.
Yeah, they charge business on packages and premium subscriptions. But Yelp came from a different timing.
And okay.
Also, they are in a different market. So it's very easy to bring in Silicon Valley ideas, but in a Southeast Asian market context, it can be very different.
So what happened when you realized that maybe you shouldn't sort of emulate somebody else? You need to find your own footing because in the end, you are unique. You may be in the same industry as somebody,
exactly.
But you're a unique entity on your own.
So at the end, it's really about sitting down, finding the problems that you're solving for your users. In our case, it's both the customers and the merchants, and find out which ones they are willing to pay for. So for us, it was a very interesting problem because we are a platform. We don't serve one kind of user. We serve both sides.
Mm.
And in the end, in general, it's human nature that users will pay to either save money or save time. So it will always fall into these two categories. So for example, I'll give you what has been really successful and brought us to profitability today is Bubble Beyond. So for example, users on the user end, customers always want trusted recommendations and they want to save money, right? It's a very simple human need or use case. And where else on the merchant side, they want new and returning customers. And at the same time, they do not want to pay upfront marketing. They want it to be performance-based. I think with this shift, there were very clear overlaps. Merchants want to go out, save money. At the same time, merchants want to get new and returning customer that's performance-based. So that is sort of like the genesis of Bubble Beyond, where we have all these users already who's on Bubble looking for a place to eat. How do we connect them to the merchants?
Right. So how's Bubble, though, handling the current downturn? Fewer people going out, fewer people eating.
Yeah, I think COVID-19 has definitely affected the dining demand across the board. But of course, currently we are laser-focused to helping drive the demand back, right, to bringing back customers to merchants. We are also working with government agencies to do so. And interestingly, based on our redemption data that I mean, fresh in the last couple of weekends, we actually recorded the highest redemptions ever in the last 12 months.
Ooh.
So it's interesting that in the downturn, then even in the midst of the virus, people are actually going out to dine again, and but at the same time, it also shows that people are a lot more conscious and selective about their choices when they go out. So in the past, you can go out many times, right? But now, more than ever, if you're going out once or twice, I think users are demanding to be selective and I want to go to the places that are actually good and at the same time, I can actually save money as well. So I think this has contributed to the peaks
pickup
that we have.
Mm. So how much do you think it has to do with, say, promotional campaigns that you've been rolling out alongside your merchants?
I think it's a key part of the dining journey because at the end, people want to enjoy themselves. And what are the factors to enjoyment?
Mm.
You think finding a place that's great, that's fitting for your occasion, but at the same time, it's also like, it's not about, one part is saving money, but the other part is also about maximizing the budget that you have.
Right.
And that's what Bubble Beyond is about, maximizing the enjoyment every time you go out.
So what's it like over at the Bubble office at this point? I mean, are you still thinking about your expansion plans and going forward, or are you just sort of hunkering down and just sort of wait out the storm?
So I think we have a great roadmap this year. As mentioned, we are profitable. And so this year is about scaling that profitability. And the other objective is about going international.
Mm.
So when we think about international, it's because on the Bubble platform, we already have reviews across 5,000 cities around the world. So the first question is about how do we make Bubble usable in a selected list of cities? This is something very aligned that we will be offering a brand new discovery service later this year. And it's about zooming into the dining capitals of Asia this year. And the question that we want to answer is how do we add value to both tourists and also local tourists? because local tourism is a huge thing right now, and we have seen it in Singapore. So, for example, if you are traveling to Goldhill Plaza, right, you know, immediately you are a local tourist. Or if you are traveling in a neighborhood that is outside of your comfort zone, we call you a local tourist.
Mm.
So, yeah, no doubt this will be our biggest year yet, and we will call it a success if we can reach those objectives that we share.
So, as founder of Burple Dixon, how often do you eat for free?
Never.
What? That's not fair.
I mean, we love eating out. We love trying new places. At the same time, in fact, we make a conscious effort when we go out to Burple Beyond Merchants. We want to also order more things to really support merchants, especially during this difficult time. Yeah.
And always scoping out for new places, right?
Of course, that's the key thing. And everyone needs to eat, and in a downturn or in an upturn. So I think we are really laser-focused in driving the dining demand back to merchants and to customers.
All right. Founder of Burple, Dixon Chan, joining us today. Dixon, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.